Welcome to the Breakfast Leadership Show, where we interview global thought leaders on business, leadership, and life. Here's your host, keynote speaker, best-selling author, and chief burnout officer of the Breakfast Leadership Network, Michael Levitt.
Welcome back. I've got Amy Yamada on the line. How are you, Amy?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much, Michael.
Really looking forward to this conversation. You've done some amazing work, and I've known of you over the years, you know, not really connected per se, but you come across the timeline from time to time on different things. And then most recently with the advent of AI and your deep dive into that and making it so important for all of us to embrace it and not run away from it, you know, really caught my eye. That's why I wanted to have you on the show. So why don't you share a little bit about you, and then we'll dive into the conversation.
Yeah, it's interesting, Michael. I know we had a chance to chat a little bit before starting the show, and I know that there is this hesitation and fear for a lot of people around AI, and it's understandable. I mean, I had that hesitation as well. And, you know, and for years, I just would hear like, oh, AI is coming. It's like the robots are coming to take over the world. You know, it sounds like some sci-fi movie from the 80s. And so I definitely had some stuff that came up, especially because I care so much about authenticity and deep connection, like really deeply connecting with your audience, connecting with people around you, connecting to people in your life from a very authentic place. And so even AI, what it stands for, artificial, I almost wish it didn't have that word as a part of AI, but I had a lot of resistance to that. But then I thought, gosh, before I completely reject it as a tool, why don't I try it and see if I can bring what I'm passionate about into AI and see if I can bring some authentic messaging and communication into it so that I can see if this is something that'll work for me. And it did. It was just wild. So yeah, I've been an entrepreneur for almost 12 years now and love business coaching, online entrepreneurs, marketers who are really wanting to expand their reach and amplify their authentic message. And so when AI came about, I thought, well, maybe this is a tool that we can use to bring in authenticity, amplify the message, and also save more time, money, energy in leveraging it. So I could go on and on, but yeah, it's been really a really fun year to be diving into it.
Oh, I bet. And, you know, I look at it as a tool, just like anything else, but it's a tool to help streamline some things that you do so you can focus on what only you can do. And, you know, I had a conversation earlier today with a company that I'm doing a little bit of consulting with. And I told them, it's like, you know, leave it to me to help you shape your back office, get that running really smoothly. So you as the business owner can focus on you building your business and growing it. Because if you're spending all your time looking at this stuff and dealing with this, it's holding you back. And it's just, you know, so many entrepreneurs, we get so deep into our business that we forget why we do it in the first place and we lose our way. And it's like, sometimes you have to take a step back and go, okay, what's available? And this is an exercise that I do at least twice a year for me. I go, okay, what tools am I using? What am I doing in my business? Why am I here? Why is this still resonating? Do I want to try something different? What, you know, what's lighting my days? What are things I want to look at? Okay, how do I do more of that? Is there something that is draining? Okay, how do I do less of that? And it's just a great exercise to take stock of where you're at and use an advisor or coach as well in this, because they're going to see things that you won't, because sometimes you're just too close to it and you get too embraced to it. And, you know, some people are really hesitant to kind of let go of this idea is my idea and it has to be this way. It's like, no, be a little more flexible on that. You'd be surprised the impact you can get if you kind of fine tune your message and, you know, really, you know, the work you do, you know, is very heart centered. You know, let's get back to that core reason. Why is this important to you? You know, why does this resonate with your soul to do this? And majority of entrepreneurs, sure, you know, money is a component of it, but not typically the main one. It's, I want to do this because I don't want people to go through XYZ anymore. And when you can connect that and remind people of that, it makes such a big difference.
So true. I love that you're bringing this up. And I like to do exercises throughout the year as well that kind of continue to inspire me, you know, to really like think about where am I now? Where do I want to go from here? And I recently hosted an in-person retreat here at my home in Seattle. And one of the exercises that I myself had done and I took my clients through it was to identify what your needle movers are. but not just in your business. So we actually made a list. So we got a piece of paper, you know, we drew a line down the middle and we said, okay, your needle movers. And on one side, it was, what are the things that are going to move the needle in your business for business growth and scale? On the other side, it was, what are your happiness needle movers, right? Because I think sometimes we can just get into the grind and focus on, okay, what's going to grow the business? What's working? What's not working? Where do I need to shift? And that's great. And I also truly believe that we're meant to create joy and freedom and happiness. And I know what it's like when things aren't going great or when you go through something really hard in life. So it's just an exercise I like to come back to, like, and really think, okay, what's gonna create joy and fulfillment in my life today, personally, professionally, all around? What's gonna move that needle? And I just find that the more we can fill ourselves back up, you know, the better off we'll be, because then we bring that energy to our work and to our loved ones and our lives. So I really love what you're speaking into.
Yeah, it's an exercise I do all the time, and even, you know, write down my daily goals. You know, there's 10 goals of things that I want to do. I totally stole that from Brian Tracy or Jim Rohn, probably the both of them. They, you know, they both kind of say similar things, but it's one of those things that it keeps it front and center, because we get so into the work and we love our work and we enjoy doing it, but sometimes we can lose focus of, you know, why, you know, why are we doing this? What, where do we want to be? And I love that exercise you do, is because it, you know, sometimes those can cross pollinate. You know, it's like, if I do this in my business, it's going to give me some more free time. Well, on the personal side, then that means I can, you know, finally pick back up a hobby that I used to do that I want to do again, or learn something new, or travel more, or, you know, whatever these may be. It's like we're one entity. And I think sometimes we try to wear two masks, you know, and, you know, we're coming off of a period of time in history where we were wearing masks. I can't imagine putting two on. That would be a little harder to breathe. But at the end of the day, it's like we are one. And like when people say work-life balance, I'm more of a work-life harmony kind of thing, because no day is like another day. It can have some similarities, but it's this flow. And you just kind of, you know, if you like surfing, you're riding the wave and you're looking out for the big wave. Like, okay, what do I need to do to adjust this? Okay, it looks like it's going to wipe me out. Okay, I'll pick back up and get back on the board. That's fine. But again, it kind of, you know, just pausing and kind of looking around going, okay, what do I see? Because that's when you can actually get some clarity. Because if you're just going, you're going to blow past opportunities.
So true. So true. You know, I was reading the book, Live Big, and in it, mm-hmm. the author references that Bill Gates would share that twice a year, he would take a week that was called a think week. And so I did this last week where I unplugged and I just took a week where I just created a lot of spaciousness and just so I could have that space to think and have the creativity come through and rejuvenate. And it was one of the best gifts I've ever given myself. I'm like, I'm going to put this on my calendar more often. And I remember a former mentor of mine used to say, even not working is working. And she said, because if you're always in it, if you're always working in your business and in that routine and go, 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 then you're not giving yourself that space to take off those masks and breathe and say, okay, let's look around. Let's take a step back. Look at the big picture. What is it that I am loving? What am I not loving? What can shift? And even just taking time to just be, and that's when the ideas come in, right? So I love that.
Yeah, it's important. And, you know, people, when I talk to you, that I say, okay, look what you did. And I commend you for taking a week and just literally putting down the iBinky. That's my brother's nickname for my iPhone, because I'm always on the thing like a pacifier. And he got really mad at me when I told him I picked up a second one. He's like, you've got two now? It's like, well, you know, I split my time between Canada and the U.S. It's like, have you seen Canadian roaming fees? It's like, no, I need a U.S. phone too. So, but ultimately, it's like when you put down the technology and you step away from it, your brain is naturally going to be kicking up work ideas, and people get mad. I don't want to think about work. It's like, it's who we're designed to create. Your body's going create. Don't diminish it. Grab a notepad and a pen and write those ideas down and say, okay. It's like when people can't sleep because their brain's racing all the time. I tell them, write it down on a notepad next to your bed and say, I'm putting it down. We're not going to forget it. We're going to address that tomorrow. Okay. It's good. It's covered. Don't worry about it. So it can help you kind of unwind. And, you know, I used to do that all the time where, you know, I'd have a couple pages worth of stuff. Now I hardly write anything down because the thought will come to mind before I go to bed and I'll just write down, okay, I'll deal with that tomorrow. And then it changed the game for me. But when you're relaxed, that's when clarity kicks up all those ideas. Or in the bathroom or in the shower, you know, the name of my business, Breakfast Leadership, that came to me in the shower. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And it's like, okay, don't forget that one. That's a good one. I like that. So literally, I probably should have had a marker thing in the shower. I guess I could have done it with soap. I could have, but it would have rinsed away. And I'd be like, what was that? What? Yeah. So it wouldn't have worked that way. But ultimately, it's like, take those breaks to kind of restock, reflect on how far you've come. And, you know, I'm a big fan of journaling. And I've looked back at journals that I wrote back in 2016, 2017, when I was first launching this business. And I look and go, wow, boy, was I naive. But I also look back at where I was then, where I am now, and go, wow, no wonder I'm tired. I'm kidding. No, it's you get that. I didn't have hair back then either, so I can't blame that for that. But it's a gift. And I love how you said that a moment ago. It's a gift to yourself to kind of take a step back, look, see where things are, get some clarity, some new ideas. A single idea can completely change things for you. And all it takes is one. But you got to set yourself up to be able to receive it.
Absolutely. That's just it. It's like, if you don't have that space to have it come through, it's missed opportunities, right? There's so many missed opportunities. So yeah, I definitely recommend taking. And I know sometimes there might be someone tuning in. It's like, I don't have time for that, right? Like that's my usual go-to. It's like, oh, I don't have time to take a week off. Or if I take a week off, that's stalling progress in my business. And, you know, I can always come up with a lot of reasons, but I really believe in taking that time, because then when we come back from it, I mean, that's when things tend to pop, right? There's just this next level of energy and ideas flowing. And even for anyone who has a team, how you lead your team and how you lead your vision, it just changes everything. So, and then you can accelerate it. So I really believe in that. And sometimes it's just about looking further out and saying, okay, when do I believe I could even take a day or two? Start with that and then look forward to if you could do a week. Just epic. I loved it.
No, it's very important. So let's chat a moment about your book. A book that just came out talks about AI, ChatGPT, and all that. So let's discuss about that. What motivated you to write a book? I always ask authors that, because it's not something you can do in a half an hour typically. So an ebook, yes, but an actual book, now it's a little longer than that. Even using ChatGPT, it takes time. So
yeah, well, I co-authored this book with my partner Ken, and he really inspired it. Because I mean, he was the one who brought ChatGPT to me. And when it first came out back in late November, right, 2022, it was like this new thing that the conversation had barely started. And I was just working on my business, and he kept coming over to me, you know, and saying, hey, you got to check this thing out. And I was like, yeah, I'll get to it later. And I was trying to be the best. I was in my zone of whatever I was focusing on. And he said, I'm telling you, this is a game changer. And all my mind could interpret was, oh, great, another tech platform that I need to learn for my business, right? Or, you know, and it's, as people started talking more about it, I was like, oh, this is just like when Clubhouse came out. I was like, God, are you on Clubhouse? Or are you going to miss out? And so I really was thinking it's like that. And what I realized when we sat down, he grabbed his laptop and was like, no, just check, watch this. And he typed in a prompt into ChatGPT and had it write an email for me in seconds. And I looked at that, I was like, what is this? You know? And so for anyone who hasn't yet used it, you'll know what I mean. When you prompt this thing and it writes an email, like a marketing email for you in seconds, it's just mind blowing. And so I thought, okay, give me that. And so we started playing with it. And I realized this is not just another tech platform. This is going to be revolutionary, not just in my industry, but in the world for so many reasons. And so I started to geek out on it, play around with it, experiment with it. And as I mentioned earlier, I had a lot of hesitation when it came to communication and copywriting, because I thought, well, gosh, I really love writing and I don't want to lose my authentic voice in this. And I don't want to feel like I'm cheating or feel like like, where's this information going, right? All the fears that can come up around AI. But as I really embraced it, I realized, wow, this is something that can amplify my message. This is something that can go beyond my human limitations and still bring my authentic voice into it. So long story short, we started to create an SOP for a standard operating procedure for my business and all these different ways that I could leverage ChatGPT. And it was becoming so valuable for myself, my business. Whenever I crack the code on something, I'm like, I don't want to keep this to myself. I want to share it with everybody. And so we decided to co-author this book, The Ultimate Guide to ChatGPT for Online Coaches. And it's expanded out to agency owners and online marketers who've loved it. And it really opened up a lot of doors and opportunities to connect with people and help them with bringing authenticity into AI, which was a missing piece for many and continues to be. So yeah, it's just been such an exciting ride. I mean, I've been using it all year and speaking into it and teaching people how to leverage it with authenticity at the core. So it's just been so fun. I've loved it.
Yeah. And it's, I see, you know, like I said, so many promises with it and streamlining things to, you can do more in less time, which then frees you up to do the things that only you can do. Like, you know, from even to, you know, creating proposals or templates for things, you can create more, which means you can send out more proposals to more clients in less time than it would have taken you to customize one by one by one by one. And that again gives you the opportunity to spend more time actually doing the face-to-face or even over Zoom or Teams or whatnot, just having a conversation about how your solutions can help that organization and whatever challenges they're facing, get you in front of more people, which then, you know, makes your business grow, but it also helps more businesses in addressing their challenges so they can grow and be better. It's just has this huge positive ripple effect when used in that format. And again, it's mind-boggling. And, you know, you get newsletters and, you know, I know you send them out too, and, you know, different learn this. And it's such an exciting time to be involved in something like this. It reminds me a bit of the internet, but it's on such a bigger scale where, yeah, we could use the internet to get information and then, of course, buy stuff. Okay, great. I remember buying something on Prodigy, if anybody remembers that. Sears was running it back in the AOL and CompuServe. Prodigy had this thing. I think that was my first online purchase. I forgot what I bought, though. Maybe some binoculars. Who knows? But yeah, we always buy weird stuff when it's like, okay, I'm going to buy something on the internet. What are we going to buy? You know, it's like we all bought dumb stuff. Some of us still do. But at the end of the day, it just comes down to we're still learning how amazingly powerful this can be to help humanity, help our businesses, help us individually, you know, create ideas. And, you know, even, you know, like the prompt of, okay, give me 10 marketing email topics that I could write about in this particular space. And it literally in nanoseconds or a couple seconds, it gives you 10. And from there, you can say, okay, good. You know, some of us are like, all right, cool, copy, paste, and go. But what I find is when I look at something and I have it create something, it spurs my ideas about something else. But wait a minute, maybe I should do this. And, or maybe I should, you know, have a conversation with somebody and I go, you know what? I need to have it create an outline for an article to address burnout because that's one of the places I play in an area of this particular industry or sector, because someone that works in that sector said burnout's really bad with this role within the organization. It's like, okay, let's create some content around that with some tips to help that particular person in that seat dealing with that. Cause I want them to be better. Benefits to all of us when we're all better. So it's an idea incubator in a way too. Yes, it creates content, but it's just also an idea incubator that just is flushing out so much more creativity. And it's something that I'm, you know, ecstatic that exists, because it's definitely been a game changer for so many of us.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that's the thing. It's it feels limitless to what it can do for you, right? So one of the things that I've talked a lot about with my colleagues and friends and clients is to not get so like down a rabbit hole with it because of how like there's just this abyss of opportunity with it, right? And so what has worked really well for me, and I love that you speak into avoiding burnout, is to think about okay, what am I already working on? Or what is a vision or a goal that I've, you know, maybe it's a project that you're working on. And what are the tasks that myself or my team are working on to bring this thing to life? And then just with every task itself, you can ask yourself, can I leverage AI for this? Can I leverage AI for this? And oftentimes, I mean, there's so many pieces of it that you can. So many pieces. And the fear that can come up, it's like, yeah, but if it's for copy or content creation or some form of communication or a video script, like, what if it doesn't sound like me? Like, I feel like it's very inauthentic. And so one way that I'll share with you that we developed as a part of our heart speech model, which is what we've developed as a framework to use with AI, is the actual heart speech itself. So all it is you can grab something as simple as your phone. What do you call it? Your iBinky. Yeah. And if you have your notes section or Otter, OTTER is a great app where you can basically something to transcribe your voice. Now in notes, you can just use this bottom right hand as this little microphone. And what I do is I just free flow with my actual voice, because AI needs your voice in order to work for you. Just like a copywriter would need to understand your voice in order to write for you. And a human to human prompt I like to use is what I really want to say is, right? So if there's a topic that, for example, Michael, that you wanted to blog about, right? You're like, yeah, I really want to blog about avoiding burnout in the workplace. Then you can think about, okay, what is my stand on how I avoid burnout? Like, what's one thing that I'm passionate about around avoiding burnout? And instead of having to think about the full message being, you know, written perfectly or, you know, in a way that can be presentable, you can just let that all go unfiltered, right? And just say, okay, what I really want to say is, and I like to close my eyes because I can really connect in with my heart. This is how I like to roll. It's like, oh, like I'm really passionate about avoiding burnout in the workplace. And the reason why I'm so passionate about this is this, and I believe this, and I'm taking a stand for that. And if you just free flow, then you'll have this long paragraph of your authentic words, the way in which you speak, the tone, the style, everything. And then you can plug that into ChatGPT or Claude, or, you know, there's multiple platforms at this point. And then give it a prompt to say, okay, using my message above, write a blog on this topic. Right. And so I just want to give that tip for anyone who's had that frustration around inauthentic, robotic sounding copy, content, communication with AI, because I had it too. And the more people use it, we're going to see more of that generic sounding content. And this is one way we can bring our actual voice into it and have it right for us. So yeah, just test it. It's awesome.
Yeah, no, that's a great tip. Because I told you, I watched one of your webinars that Ken and you did not too long ago. And I remember you sharing that in the session. And I thought, that's amazing. Because again, it allows you to, you know, personalize the things. Yes, you should still go back and look at it and edit some things and add some additional thoughts. So it's just not a, you know, auto copy paste type of thing. You still want to be authentic with it. But again, it gives you that framework where you can start with a template. It's like, in a way, it's like you're cooking a meal. It's like, okay, following a recipe, that's the template. Now, if you're better in the kitchen, then you can improvise and say, okay, no, I need a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and you put it together and it's fine. But for some of us that, you know, are still relatively new to cooking, you know, it's like, it's probably good to use at least a framework, and then we can add in our special unique seasonings or whatever we want to do to make it, you know, a dish that feels like it's something that we created and not just something from Betty Crocker. But not knocking Betty Crocker, that everybody's got that book, and probably, you know, it's got all kinds of bent pages and pages that are taped together because we keep making that dish. You know, there's other meals in that book too, not just the three we all cook, but it's definitely a good book. But Amy, I've loved this conversation. I could talk to you for hours on all kinds of different things as far as why it's so important to be heart-centered in the work that you do and all that. But, you know, I want people to go, you know, to your site and really connect with you and consume all the stuff that you put out there for people. So where can people find out more about you and all this amazing work you're doing?
Yeah, well, very simply, it's under my name. So you can go to amyyamada.com. So it's AMYYAMADA.com. On Instagram, it's at Amy Yamada. So if you want to DM me, you're welcome to do that as well. And yeah, and I often host, you know, workshops, and I love interacting with people. So whenever we do a workshop, it's more of like a done with you workshop where we actually share with you, here's a tool that you can actually use Now I'm really excited because behind the scenes, Ken and I are working on an automation. So what we realized is that the more established the entrepreneur, the less time they have. So even with AI, they still need to go in and push some buttons. And so we're like, what can we do? What can we develop in order to make this as automated yet as authentic as possible? Because we see authenticity being the bridge between AI and humanity. And so we're like, okay, how can we do this? So we're developing a really cool automated service that can actually write authentic copywriting that's not just in your voice, but is taking into consideration your authentic ideal client. What are their fears, frustrations, goals, aspirations? What are they thinking about? And so I can't wait to share with you, Michael, when this comes out, because I'm going to be making some noise about it, because it's going to save so much time and energy. And not only will we be able to amplify our message and what we're promoting, but provide additional value for the people we're meant to serve. So I'll share more with you once that launches, but it's coming.
I had a chill of excitement when you're talking about that, because my mind just kind of went off in all these different directions going, that's another game changer from Ken and you. So kudos to you. Really looking forward to seeing that come out. And Amy, really appreciate you. Love the work you're doing, and really thank you for your time today. Really appreciate you having on the show.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Breakfast Leadership Show, part of the Breakfast Leadership Network. Visit breakfastleadership.com for tips on empowering your business and your life.